If you're just joining us now, we'll get started in approximately 2 more minutes and we have started recording the meeting. Okay, thank you, everybody. We will go ahead and get started. I do see a few folks trickling in, but we'll go ahead and get started. Thank you, everybody, for your patience. We're going to start a few minutes after just to make sure everybody got a moment to join. And I see we do have a few folks here on the line. I will go ahead and put my camera on. Oops. Hopefully everybody can see me. So good evening, everybody. Valerie Negretti, I'm the project planner. I'll go ahead and get started. I'm the project planner for the ZBEST composting facility project. So give me just a moment here. I'm trying to maneuver our slides here. Okay, there we go. Thank you. Apologize for that. So good evening again, Valerie Negretti, project planner for the ZBEST Compost Facility Expansion Project. Also working here with Samuel Gutierrez, principal planner, and Emmanuel Ursu from EMC Planning. I will first go over the meeting objective. I'll go over the CEQA schedule, and then I will follow by a brief project overview for the recirculated draft EIR. So just a reminder to everybody, this meeting is being recorded. We will take public comments at the end of the presentation. Simply raise your hand and we will call on you. And depending on the number of speakers we have, we may limit speakers to at least 5 minutes each. So first, the purpose of this meeting is for county staff. County staff is holding a public meeting in order to solicit comments on the recirculated draft EIR for the ZBEST project. Comments submitted on the original draft EIR were considered when preparing this recirculated draft EIR, but the county is only receiving comments submitted or provided for this recirculated draft EIR. So this recirculated draft EIR is in the public comment period, underlined here. Once staff receives comments on this recirculated draft EIR, we will then proceed to prepare a final EIR, which will occur sometime between June to late August of this year. A Planning Commission hearing is anticipated either September or October of this year. In the next few slides, I will provide an overview of the project. So first, by the way of background, the project is located in Southern Santa Clara County, specifically 980 State Route 25 in Gilroy. The general plan designation is agricultural large scale, and the zoning for the project is A40, which is agricultural 40 acre minimum. The parcel size is 157 acres, but that comprises of two separate parcels. And the proposed project again is a modification of an existing composting facility. So this slide here shows the existing layout in the existing site. So as you will see to the left of the screen, area A1 is for sorting and processing and ancillary activities. It's approximately 28 acres. Area 1B, actually I could put here, is just to the south of that. It's mixed solid waste, which is MSW composting. Again, it's approximately 21 acres. And then in area 1C, this is where the green waste composting is at. Again, this is approximately 21 acres. And then a detention basin is just past that, and that's approximately 6.3 acres. Area 2 is compost storage and finishing activities, which is approximately 28 acres. And then there's another detention basin, which is detention basin 2, which is approximately 2 acres. So the project description is to increase the composting facility from 1,500 trips per day to 2,750 trips per day, which is for a peak capacity of up to 15 days a year for no more than 20 days a year. The applicant also proposes a raise in the level of 1B, which is above the base flood elevation. This is again where the MSW composting will occur. And there's also a proposal to increase the capacity of detention 1 from 9.1 million gallons to 14.5 million gallons. And then also to expand the flood storage capacity by excavating approximately 7.2 acres in the portion of in a northwest portion of Area 2. And then also to relocate the facility entrance along South 25 on Bolsa Road intersection and close to the existing driveway entrance. And I'll show you in a moment some photos of that. So this site plan here shows the proposed activity. Again, just for a point of reference, the flood storage capacity is towards the top right of your screen. 25 runs towards the top of your screen, more north. And here are the modification areas. And then for reference, this slide here shows a proposed driveway modification. Again, this is Highway 25 and Bolsa Road. And this is the entrance into the property. So with that overview, staff is prepared to take public comments on the revised EIR. Myself, Valerie Negrete, is available for any processing questions, as well as Samuel Gutierrez. And our information is here on the screen here. We also have our information on the public website. And before I conclude, I understand the applicant, Eric, is available. Shun Nauner is available and would like to say a few words. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute you, Eric. And so it should say, so you should accept the unmute.
Okay. Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you, Eric.
Let's see. I don't think I'm able to have my video on, so I'll just be audio, but thank you, Valerie. My name is Eric Shainauer, and I am a consultant to ZBEST, speaking on behalf of the ZBEST facility. I just want to make sure for the public that we emphasize the local, statewide, and global benefits of this facility. Our facility has been in place for 25 years, so this is not a new facility. But as adopted in state legislation, including SB 1383, the state of California requires that local communities, such as the county and cities in our county, divert organic waste, both yard waste and organic trash, away from the landfills. A primary objective of this requirement is to reduce the amount of methane gas that is emitted from buried organics in landfills. Methane gas is one of the most harmful greenhouse gases and is a significant contributor to climate change. ZBEST is a critical facility to achieving this state goal of diverting organic waste from our landfills. However, the state has other objectives for the statewide recycling program. Another objective is to divert waste from landfills in order to preserve landfill capacity. It is difficult and expensive to establish new landfills, and there are negative environmental impacts to creating new landfills. So it is prudent to make our existing landfills last as long as possible. And by diverting this yard waste and organic trash from the landfill stream, it makes our landfills in the area and in the state last longer. Another goal is to preserve natural resources by recycling and reusing materials. In the case of ZBEST, our finished products are compost and mulch, which are beneficial to the environment as soil amendments, water conserving mulch ground cover, erosion control, and biosoil products. And so as we are evaluating, or the county is evaluating in this EIR, localized environmental impacts, let's keep in mind that the recycling facility is critical to the state of California achieving its climate goals by avoiding the production of methane gas in our landfills that is a major contributor to global warming and climate change. And so for those reasons, we hope ultimately that the project will be approved, because the environmental benefits to the state and the world and all of us with regard to climate change is significantly important. Thank you.
So thank you, Eric. So with that, I will open up the floor to any public comment. Again, if you would like to provide a comment regarding the recirculated draft EIR, please go ahead and raise your hand and we will record the comment at this point. So at this point, I do not see any hands up at this point. So I'll just give it a few more seconds here. We can go ahead and close if there's no public comments. Does anybody in the audience have any questions about process or anything along those lines? Seeing none. Okay, well, with that, I don't see any public comments. We do appreciate your time this evening for joining us to go over the recirculated draft EIR. Just a quick summary. We do, again, have the project information on our website, which is on the screen. If you're not familiar with how to get there, which most folks at this point may be, you go to our county website and go to current projects, go to Gilroy, and ZBEST will be the first project there on the top of the page, and you can feel free to take a look at the site plan as well as the recirculated draft EIR. And again, contact information here is on the slide, and also we have it on our website. If you are interested in making any comments, you could submit them via email, or you can also send them through the mail at 70 West Heading, 7th floor, San Jose, zip 95110. So with that, I don't see any comments at this point, but again, I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. And again, if you have any questions or you want to provide a comment, feel free to do so. You will have other opportunities to comment on the project. If you don't have a chance to get your comment in before this period, this project again will be tentatively scheduled to the Planning Commission later this year. And at that point, if you would like to provide a public comment at that point, you certainly can do so as well. So with that, I will go ahead and close the meeting. And I want to thank everybody again for joining us this evening. And again, reach out to us if you have any questions. Thank you, everybody. Have a good evening.